Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Tony Bruno bringing it today. My God, was he a flamethrower. Sporting a good tan. That's the kind of vibes you get when you live in Florida and it's the middle of March and it's 80 degrees.
It's actually nicer weather here today than there.
Yeah, how about that? So take that, Tony Sweet. Bruno, and your great weather. We're going to one-up you today with temps in the 70s and blue skies. How about that? Morning mystery movie clip in about 17 minutes. Dawn's Big Three to follow. Cut Sheet Part Due. A lot of stuff to get to here. Also, I have another story that I want to get to after the story we're going to get to here in a moment. Your car. We're talking a lot about surveillance these days and, you know, technology tracking you, whether it's TikTok or Apple or whoever through social media and getting all your personal information. Where do you hear the details about this story about your car secretly spying on you and reporting your driving tendencies to your insurance companies? So if your insurance all of a sudden goes up, you might be a victim of this. We'll explain coming up in a couple of minutes. But on a very, very scary, serious note, I want to get to this story in Missouri. I saw this over the weekend, and I really wasn't sure how to kind of talk about it. And we'll play you the video and the audio. And it was shared by so many people over the weekend. And it's just, it's a horrific sight. There's a girl in Missouri who got into a fight. You know, we showed you the video of the big brawl at spring break in Miami a day or two ago on this show. And I'm not sitting here sounding the alarm on the frequency of these occurrences. It's a lot like, to me, like mass shootings with schools. They're sensationalized. Social media makes them seem as if they're happening more frequently when they are not. Maybe these fights are happening more frequently. I don't have the stats to say one way or the other. But I do think there is an issue with today's youth when it comes to these school fights or, you know, outside of school. You know, after school at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock or on a weekend. Maybe it stems from school. Maybe it has nothing to do with school at all. But I think there's an issue, and I'm not saying like this is exponentially worse than back in my day. We never fought like that. Kids have always been fighting. There's always been, you know, bullies, and you know, you gather around at the playground and you throw punches. But the sheer viciousness of a lot of these videos that go viral, to me, is disturbing. And I think we have a rage issue with today's youth. I don't want to put everything back on the pandemic, but I also think we have this festering element of, you know, we don't talk, we don't converse, we don't get the help we need, and then we just erupt like Mount Vesuvius. I want to play you this video. I believe we have some audio with it as well. If you're not on YouTube, get on over to YouTube. We'll give you a moment here, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. hit the like and subscribe button when you get there, and you will see this video. Let me just give you a couple of tidbits of information. So in the aftermath of the video we're about to show you, the attorney general for Missouri says that the 15-year-old girl who smashed the teen victim's head into the concrete multiple times should be tried as an adult, as the victim is clinging to life in the hospital, and the school closes early after receiving threats over the viral video. Dawn has talked about, you know, these teens and the shootings and the trauma counselors and things like that here in Philadelphia. I'm not sure who the district attorney is in the local precinct where this happened, but the attorney general, for lack of a better phrase, of, you know, the Letitia James of New York, the AG from Missouri, wants this 15-year-old charged to the max and charged as an adult. And I don't disagree one bit. So let's play you this video. I think we have audio as well. This is a very disturbing scene from this fight between two females in their teens. Take a listen and watch this.
My God.
I mean,
Jesus. What is happening? Oh my God.
Look at all these other kids fighting. This girl is laying, she looks like she's dead in the street.
Yeah. She does.
So it's in the middle of a street, there's a car that stops.
It's almost like she's convulsing too.
Yes. And this is the disturbing trend, not just on the sheer level of rage and violence.
Oh my God.
How many times did she slam her head?
I don't know.
That is becoming a common theme I'm seeing.
Animals.
Where you have these fights, fists are thrown, one person whips the other person to the ground, gets on top of them, punches them repeatedly, and then grabs the person by their hair and slams the back of their skull on the sidewalk or the street or the concrete.
And by the way, for the people who couldn't get to YouTube, these are females.
Yes.
Fighting.
Girls.
Yeah, yes. These are girls.
This is fighting. A 15-year-old girl who slammed the other girl, and I want to see if she's also 15. I don't have the age of that individual.
These people are animals.
People thought that that girl was dead.
What is her condition?
Does she have brain damage?
She's in the hospital. I don't want to say the phrase she's on life support, but the article says she's fighting for her life.
Oh, my God.
We have to do something, and this is where I am, as somebody who at one point in time wanted to be a prosecutor, and to this day as somebody that still is a major advocate for law and order. Like, you've heard me say many times, mandatory minimums. Like, I just don't mess around when it comes to this type of stuff. Really, for any crime. Like, I think when you put the fear of God in people through the criminal justice system, you will certainly deter crime. And when people are locked up, they can't commit crime. But Jason Whitlock from The Blaze posted a very long post. And it kind of highlights what I was talking about this rage that's going on with today's youth. But he also highlights a second part, where he says that victimhood is a mental disease. And he goes, I retweeted it. You can see it's very long. I will not read it in its entirety, but I will give you one paragraph of his post. He said, victimhood produces rage and animus. It's a cancer of the mind. Modern American culture preaches and rewards the victimhood mentality. It's a lucrative and effective tool to seize power. It's anti-ethical to Christ's life. Jason Whitlock is a very religious guy, and the tenets of Christian faith. Choosing Christ is choosing victory. We can achieve all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm not trying to give you a religious sermon here by any stretch, but he says we no longer teach that as a society. He says we teach victimhood and grievance. Our young people are more callous and savage than previous generations because we've convinced them they're all victims of something. They're either a victim of sexism, racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, fat shaming, transphobia, poverty, pronoun injustice, you name it, etc. They're all owed a debt. Unpaid debts foment anger. And I think that's a great way to put it, is instead of people not realizing that they're not the victim, or if they are the victim getting help, we just create, whether it's you are brought up in an upbringing that's tough, or even if you're not, and even if you were born and you're privileged. I've been saying this for a long time. It is easier to be the victim than to work through and fight through adversity. And we have to stop rewarding victims that are not victims, and also stop saying that everybody is a part of some marginalized community or oppressed. I mean, I have no idea what the background of any of these kids are, but just the sheer violence in that video.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with today's society.
We have a rage issue. I mean, that is not... Look, did stuff like this happen before social media and all this? Of course it did.
Right.
But it just seems to me like there's, you know, it's happening here in Philadelphia with these gangs just opening fire at bus stops. And yeah. Like, there's no regard for any sort of
human life.
Human life. And just to see that savage attack that girl. I have no idea what led to that, you know, altercation. But whatever led to it did not justify that whatsoever.
Yes.
So I don't know how is it a parental, was she raised like that? You know what I mean? Like, did she see her parents beat the
crap out of each other?
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what is it but that is like, to, you know, when you throw somebody's head like that down on the concrete, right. You know you're going to do harm to that person.
And picks her back up, even though the first time pretty much knocked her out.
Right.
And I think she did it three times, lifted her shoulders, slammed her head back down the concrete. Right. Multiple times. It was horrifying.
I mean, not all of us, but some of us, if not most of us, were probably involved in a school altercation at one point growing up. I mean, I remember, whether it was elementary school or high school, there were fights in the cafeteria. You know, fists were thrown. People were thrown to the ground. I mean, I remember one time somebody threw an unopened can of Surge. I don't know if you guys remember the soda called Surge.
Yeah.
I remember one guy getting hit in the skull with it. But I don't ever recall seeing the multiple slamming, incidences of his skulls off of, you know, let's face it, it's not like it was being slammed off of, you know, a nice little patch of grass. That's a concrete street right there. You know, the brain doesn't respond too kindly to things like that. So this was Hazelwood East High School. I mean, if this girl dies, I don't know how the charging prosecutor doesn't elevate this to a homicide. I mean, this is not an assault. This is murder.
I don't know what the laws are in St. Louis, but I mean, there has to be some sort of huge penalty for this. I just fear there won't be. It'll be, well, where did she come from? What was her upbringing?
Mm-hmm.
She's a minor and she did this, so it'll be on. I just fear that nothing is going to happen to her.
Yeah, and
nothing,
you know what?
Consequence.
And we're never going to curb this, because as long as people continue to get off lightly or not charged at all or only charged as a minor, you're not going to deter these types of things. You have to set a precedent that this stuff will not be tolerated. And that's why these district attorneys across the country need to prosecute crimes to the fullest extent of the law. And these are elected officials, and they get elected because they want to be soft on crime.
I hate to do this. I hate to play the whataboutism thing, and I think people who do it are lazy. But if you just switched the races here for
it'd be a hate crime.
Exactly.
Yes. It'd be a hate crime.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the victim here appears to be a white girl or a lighter skinned girl.
Yep.
And the perpetrator appears to be in the brown or black community.
Right. If the roles were reversed, this would be a national outrage story.
And by the way, where are the national medias on this? And having that question, what the hell is wrong with society? What is wrong with our youth? Do we have an anger problem? Do we have a rage problem?
Yep.
Do they have no relevance for human life? Whatever. Where are these stories?
And we always talk about how in the 9 o'clock hour, outside of when we go off the rails and get real goofy, everything comes back full circle, right? Remember earlier we were having the conversation about TikTok being banned and whether or not you go to alternative outlets for your news, and why they want to get rid of something like TikTok or any other social media is because that's where I saw this story. That's where a lot of people have seen this disturbing video. My guess is it's not airing on CNN or MSNBC or 6ABC or any local CBS or NBC affiliate across the country, outside of perhaps, and who knows, maybe it's not even airing on the major cable channels in the St. Louis television market. But you can take it to the bank if it was the role reversal and it was the white girl doing it. It would be a hate crime, and this would be more egregious than George Floyd.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go.
Thank you for bringing the show down. That just
yeah. I was sitting on that one since the weekend, but I didn't really know how to bring that in other than just playing the video. So there you go.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. It is. It's so sad to see, and I feel so awful for that girl and her parents and, you know, her friends and her loved ones. And
all right, morning mystery movie clip in about 5 minutes. We'll get to Dawn's Big Three, the Cut Sheet Part Due, and also your car. It's spying on you. We're back after this on Kale & Company.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Our buddy Phil Almquist, associate producer, just handed me this piece of paper during the break, an update on that girl from Missouri. She was beaten unconscious. She has severe brain damage and a skull fracture. She has not woken up yet in the hospital. She has swelling, major brain bleeding, frontal lobe damage, and a fractured skull. So, just some context to that tragic video that we showed you last segment. All right, let's lighten it up. We'll cheer it up with a different clip. It's our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So would you say you got a better shot at him going in and not so much coming out?
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
I did say that. Would you say that?
What are we mailing it in these days?
Is it possible to two youths?
Oh, for God's sake.
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Think you know what it is? Be calling 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, that poor individual is getting corrected by the judge, just like I do by the YouTube commenters. Ah, that movie came out 22 years ago today. That's the relevance behind the layup. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. If you can identify one of my favorite movies of all time, you will get a pair of tickets to the 8th annual Bucks Blues Explosion on April 5th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Good luck, caller 12 855-839-1210. If you don't know that movie clip, you can just relocate to Haiti. How about that? All right, without further ado, let's get to the news. It's time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three at Nine.
It's the Big Three at Nine on Kale & Company.
Big Three at Nine right now. The debate has begun. Will TikTok get blocked? So that on Capitol Hill. There are many who say that the ban will, in fact, the vote will happen, but that it'll never go through the Senate. But we're watching this, you know, they're debating about it, and that vote is going to happen mid-morning this morning.
So they think it's going to pass the House.
Allegedly.
Wow.
It might get past the Senate, and then if it did, it will get to Joe's desk, and Joe could veto it. And remember, Joe just created his own TikTok.
I want a list of all of the people who vote for banning it.
Yeah, it'll be out there. You'll see. It'll be on social later today.
Seriously.
Somebody will screenshot it.
Yeah.
Number two, this is PennDOT, the Shapiro administration, supporting giving non-citizens driver's licenses. And this, of course, follows a trend across the nation. We already have 18 states, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey, for example, in our area, proposing that, yes, non-citizens, in other words, those newcomers, illegal immigrants or illegal migrants, whatever you want to say, and this is very upsetting to many Republicans in Pennsylvania and across the nation concerned about what this means and whether or not they would be able to get a real ID. Only 20% of Pennsylvania drivers, for example, have the real IDs, so-called. But Republicans railing against this, saying this could cause a whole lot of problems. And if you get a driver's license, then what stops you from, in fact, getting, you know, registering to vote?
That's
and that's
correct.
Where they're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Very
that's
concerning.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Number three, you know, we talk about Florida Man and not just Tony Bruno. this is an incredible story. And it reminds you of, you know, Peter Pan, Captain Hook. This Florida man, fisherman, is lucky to be alive. Rescue crews were able to save him, but a huge gator, as he was fishing, jumps up and snaps and bites off his hand.
Oh, he's going to have a hook now.
Yes.
TikTok croc.
Literally. Literally.
I'm going to go home and watch Dustin Hoffman and Hook right now.
Yeah.
And the 911 calls are incredible. So these first responders, Lake County Fire and Rescue, they rush in. This is around the Orlando area. They save his life. They life flight him to the hospital. He's recovering. And this gator measured at 9 feet long, 9 feet, 3 inches long.
Wow.
Huge gator comes out of nowhere, was lurking in this area. Got to be careful. And as he's fishing, was probably going after the fish that he just caught.
Mm-hmm.
But whoosh, takes off his hand.
Was, oh, was this in the Everglades?
No.
Okay.
In the Orlando, Florida area.
Oh, okay.
So a suburban area.
Yeah, he was just in Disney, just hanging out, and his gator chomped off his hand.
Oh, God.
Man.
It's crazy. And so the weird thing is, and I had lived in Florida for a time, and they always release these statements saying, remember, keep a safe distance if you see an alligator.
Oh,
do not feed
course,
the gator.
That's the way up.
No they doubt. Teach you to run in a zigzag, like yep. S, you know, run in the zigzag. So he survived this one, but he's very lucky. Came close.
I know they say you're supposed to punch a shark in the nose.
Yeah.
What do you do for a gator?
Yeah, you're supposed to grab a snake by its head.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm screaming like a little 5-year-old and I'm bolting.
Yeah. Right? Run in a zigzag. Because gators are actually on land. They're quite fast.
They are.
They can run over 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
They're fast, allegedly.
30 miles an hour?
They're fast.
There's some people that don't drive 30 miles an hour. Yeah. Oh.
But they're fast. That's why I say they can't do turns very well. Uh-huh. So if you do the zigzag run.
Right.
By the way, those people who can't even drive 30 miles an hour are always in front of me on Byberry Road at 4:30 in the morning.
Usually driving a Subaru.
Because they think I'm a cop or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked it up just to fact check myself. 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
35.
Yeah.
So those gators, they can run.
Uh-huh.
So run.
If you ever see a gator on a golf course, just pull out your 8-iron.
Right? No.
Man.
Run.
Or run.
Just so you got somebody slower than you.
Yes.
That is Kale and Company Big 3 on this beautiful spring-like day. Get out there and enjoy the 70-plus degree weather this week.
All right. Thank you very much. Dawn, coming up next, before we get to the cut sheet part two, I do want to get to this insurance story. And Anthony Dorenzo has actual firsthand knowledge of what your insurance companies and the car manufacturers are doing to you, the consumer. The details after this on Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Right now we have Mickey. She is in Southeast Pennsylvania. She's our Morning Mystery Movie Club winner this morning. Mickey, what easy, great Joe Pesci movie did we just play for you?
My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah,
that is correct. That is correct, Mickey. Good job. You get the tickets to the 8th annual Bucks Blues Explosion coming up in April.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. My husband really likes the blues, and so he's going to be surprised that I was actually able to win these tickets because I didn't even know what the prize was. I just, as soon as you started playing the clip, it's one of my favorite movies, so I jumped right on and called in. I didn't even know that there was even going to be a prize.
Oh, there you go. Well, very good. Your husband will be very happy, Mickey,
I like
and
that.
Hooking him up for April 5th.
I like that. She didn't even know there was going to be a prize. She just called up to win.
That's right.
Win whatever.
Win nothing. Whatever. Win just take that moment of fame and say, you know what? Yeah, it was Joe Pesci and the Utes.
The Utes.
What's a Ute? Anthony Dorenzo is a Ute, and he will have some thoughts on this because he has experienced this firsthand. Last story of the day. This one courtesy of the New York Post. Your car is secretly spying on you and driving your insurance rates through the roof, according to a report. The New York Post says the following. Drivers of cars that are manufactured by General Motors, Ford, Honda, and other popular brands say that their insurance rates went up after the company sent data about their driving behavior to issuers of insurance without their knowledge. Ken Dahl is a 65-year-old Seattle-area businessman who told the New York Times that his car insurance costs went up 21% in 2022 after GM's OnStar smart driver computerized system that was installed in his Chevy Bolt collected information about his particular driving habits. According to Dahl, the 258-page report contained information about the start and end times of his trips, distance driven, and other data detailing possible instances of speeding, hard braking, and sharp accelerations. The report contained information about one trip in particular in June, which lasted 18 minutes and spanned 7.3 miles. During the same trip, the LexisNexis report recorded two instances of rapid acceleration and two incidents of hard braking. Dahl said, quote, "I felt like I was betrayed. They're taking information that I didn't realize was going to be shared and screwing with our insurance." So I think, let me bring in Anthony DiRenzo first. Anthony DiRenzo, you said, you told me that what you have been given some sort of optional device for your vehicle from your insurance company?
Yeah, this is a new thing. So a lot of the companies are now giving you a, it's like a key fob almost type of thing. It's a little square that you just put in your car. You activate it, put it on the app with whatever insurance provider you have. And they claim that it will only go down in price. In that scenario,
so like
you can't be
safe
armed.
Driver, save yes. money, like that, yeah. that whole slogan.
But on top of that, if you're even just logged into the app on your phone and you don't even have that little device in your car, they're tracking you. I mean, that's probably your phone is directly tied to all these things. They can see where you're at. They could see not the exact speed, but they have data on all these things. So if you're using an app, if you have the thing in the car, if you even have any sort of smart car dashboard, I mean, even my car, it's not that fancy. It tells you how many miles in your trip. And I mean, we've always had trip odometers, but it tells you those things.
But that's not the issue as to whether they're tracking you. The issue here.
Consent?
And is yes, because Anthony consented to that because they'll say, hey, if you allow us to do this, then yes, we will lower your rates because you're allowing us to do this. And pretty much, you know, you're being watched. So you're guaranteeing that you're a safe driver. You're promising that. But this is not what's happening.
Yeah.
And especially GM vehicles in the OnStar program, they were reportedly found to be turning over people's data without their knowledge or consent to insurance companies.
Yep. The only thing I would say is if you give consent and you're going to balance two things out here and you say, okay, you're presenting me this option and I'm going to weigh it out. Do I want you tracking me or would I like to save 20% on my car insurance? If you say, you know what, I don't mind being tracked, I'd rather save the money, I'm a safe driver anyway, great. But you're right. The fact that they're doing it without your knowledge and consent is utterly ridiculous.
I guarantee you that is in the fine print of when you either buy the car or if you sign up for OnStar just to cover themselves.
Oh. It's not, though, and that's the problem, that the lawyers are all over this thing. And so you have to give consent on something like that. This is your data, and that's what... I mean, right now we're seeing in real time on Capitol Hill, we're seeing lawmakers that, you know, talking about TikTok and data safety, data security. But in this case, the allegation by the attorneys is that these consumers absolutely did not sign off on this. They were never told that their data would be turned over to the insurance company. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you might have signed off and said, oh, sure. Well, they, I know I have knowledge that they're going to look at this for science or for their studies or whatever.
Yeah.
But the extra step is that they are taking your data, recording it, and turning it over to your insurance rate. So the question is, could they do this to you? Mm-hmm. You know, when they do your health tracking?
Yeah.
And you, and it says like your Apple, your iPhone says, oh, well, Nick Hale, since you know you're tracking your steps, can we use your data for studies and that sort of thing? If you say yes, well, could they turn that over to your health insurance, Nick?
Great point. Feels like an attack against men, because I feel like men are the ones that are gunning their SUV or sport car or truck. Like, I want to be able to jam my gas pedal down to 100 miles per hour in 8 seconds without being tracked by my insurance company.
I don't know. I think on this show, I think Dawn's the one with the lead foot.
Well, that's true.
Allegedly. Allegedly, my love. I would never call you out like that.
But, you know, I was looking at the data and what they consider dangerous driving or aggressive driving, even hard braking. Now, think about the potholes that we have here. Think about the Schuylkill and Lincoln.
Just blew out
right?
two of my tires over the weekend.
So think about how many times you might have to hard brake because somebody slams on their brakes, or it's a curvy road, or, you know, poor Greg Stocker's about to, you know, run over a huge one of those, like, 3-foot-deep potholes.
Oh, yeah.
But then they're going to go, oh, well, this person, look at how many times they were braking really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what you're braking for.
Yep.
It's good point. Sad.
All right, 9:42.
No, we should break here.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, we ran through that. You'll save your cuts for tomorrow,
for
I guess.
Sure.
All right. We'll come back, wrap it up with what's on tap for the Dawn Show today, who won Twitter, and today in music history here on 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, we were just talking about driving and braking hard for potholes, all of that good stuff. That's why you want to make sure that you have our friends who you can always count on in the Piazza Auto Group. And the Piazza dealerships, full service, they treat you. I just got a notice, just got an email. Hey, make sure you come in for service. They're just full service, awesome people, and we can vouch for that. But my friends from Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobiles welcoming in the two new members to their family, newest members to the family of dealerships, Infiniti Ardmore, as well as Maserati of the main line, both located right there on Lancaster Avenue, of course. You're going to get the same first-class customer experience you know that you can come to expect from Piazza Premium Automobiles. And quite frankly, that first-class customer experience that I have always, always experienced with the Piazza Auto Group. So find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. Find them at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Putting a bow on another show, wild day.
Can I play something real fast since we didn't get a chance for the What's on the Cut Sheet?
Yes, absolutely.
So this is a more visual thing. Phil, if you can pull up Cut 10 here. It's more of a visual thing, so head on over to youtube.com/at1210WPHT. So this is somebody took this video of, I believe this is the Kensington or the streets of Philadelphia. I guess it's a bunch of people on like meth and trank and
oh great.
You want to see some of this?
Yeah,
some of the stuff.
Sure,
Phil, if you can roll cut 10 here. There you go. A bunch of people.
It's like their head between their
legs.
This
is like, it's like zombie, it's like zombie city here. That's like, honest to God, look at this.
This guy. Yeah, the legs, yeah, that's where the injections go. Look at the face.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even know where she's at. Oh, this guy's slumped over. It's half of his, look at, oh my goodness. Hey, guy, I don't know what he's doing. Is he defecating?
I don't know.
Yeah, this guy's chilling in a wheelchair.
What is it? Is that trank or is that meth that makes you like, you know, almost pass out right in your?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah,
might be a combo platter.
Yeah, that could be me after three bourbons.
Would you like the trank meth combo platter?
Yes,
Dawn Stensland.
Oh my goodness! Or bronzer and cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So family size that
the streets of Philadelphia,
proud city.
Let's bring more people in here with more fentanyl and drugs.
Yeah,
and
it's exactly what we need.
It's we're gonna look like a third world country soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
It is very sad.
Anyway.
What a concept. Open air drug markets. Well, let's actually go to drug free zones after further review. Geez, you think?
Yeah. I don't know what these cities were thinking. It's just like, yeah, come on in, shoot up, do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
You have to drive your kids through these streets.
That's the thing I can't even fathom. I cannot fathom having to navigate through Kensington with my family.
Tom Walsh says meth wakes you up, so it's actually the opposite. This must be trank.
Trank. Well, that's what turns you into a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Keep voting for the same stuff, Democrats. But anyway, I'm done fighting that battle. It's your city. It's not mine. I live in Bluebell. I don't got to worry about it. Have a blast.
It's your city.
Yeah.
Come on.
By default.
Come on.
Yeah. I went to school here. I work here. But Yeah, I'm not going to go to Kensington anytime soon. All right, Dawn is coming up in 9 minutes, and she's got a good show lined up. Let's find out what it includes.
Yeah, there's so much going on and breaking. We're watching, obviously, the debate that's happening right now in the House of Representatives. TikTok, will they block it? Won't they? And then what happens next? We'll cover that. And, of course, talk about the clinching of the nominations for both Biden and Trump. Got a lot going on. 10:30. Our friend Kathy Barnett, the ever-popular, lovely Kathy Barnett, nice. Stops by. So she's filling in when I'm in Italy. So, you know, we thought, you know, we'll count down to that. And she's going to be along to give us some updates and maybe break some news this morning. And then coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, David Osborne of the Commonwealth Foundation. Just there's so much happening today, and Pennsylvania being center focus. I can't say this strongly enough, what's happening here with all of these Democrat efforts to put weed on the ballot.
Yes.
And
Trank. No.
Hey, don't.
Is Bronzer on the ballot?
Yeah, Bronzer and cocaine.
There's still time for Democrats to put that on the ballot.
Oh, my gosh.
Dawn, yes. Bronzer and cocaine.
Bronzer on the ballot.
Wow.
So there's a lot coming up, and there's a lot breaking. And then we're watching for these U.S. Marshals or the Philadelphia police. Hopefully they get this fourth teen suspect, alleged shooter of students, to turn himself in.
Yes.
Wait, all right. Hang on. Here we go.
Oh. So tell me, how do y'all start y'all's day?
Morning routine. Two things to tell them about. Bronzer and cocaine.
Yeah,
wake
baby.
Up, put on bronzer, yeah. Cocaine, or we're good for the day.
Bronzer, yeah. And cocaine.
I know, I'm a senior in college, and here I am. Yeah, my two go-tos, bronzer and cocaine.
And this is the first day of spring break.
First day of spring break.
So tell me.
Wow. There you go. Oh,
what could possibly go wrong?
She looks zooted out of her mind. That's what's worse, that or those meth heads or trank heads in Kensington?
Or Joe at the State of the Union.
I ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, thanks, man.
Allegedly. All right, let's get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, March 13th. We celebrate the birthdays of Adam Clayton of U2 and David Draymond of Disturbed. Notable singles include The Last Time by The Stones from 65 and You Might Think by The Cars from 84. Notable albums include Heartbeat City by The Cars from 84, as well as Slade's Will Bring the House Down and Status Quo's Never Too Late, both from 81. Also in 87, Bob Seger got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 65, Eric Clapton quit the Yardbirds as well as the Beatles 8 days a week, hitting number one. And lastly, it was on this day in 2006 that the Sex Pistols didn't attend their Hall of Fame induction. By the way, Sabbath, Skinner, and Blondie did. On YouTube now, is there a letter to the Hall of Fame? And I'll leave it up while Greg announces who won Twitter.
Wow.
And by the way, find me on WRDV tonight between midnight and 3 a.m. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lomquist.
He's going to leave it up as you read Twitter.
It's amazing.
I don't even have to segue.
By the way, he's the hardest working man in radio.
He is. Woo!
He does an overnight shift and then comes in here because we start at 6 a.m.
It's unbelievable.
Right? Yeah.
He's doing a shift as Dawn's getting up for the morning. It's unreal.
It is.
Who won Twitter?
Jimmy Matthews, my buddy. Jimmy Matthews wins Twitter. I know. He's my buddy. He says, wait, let me get this straight. Who's on first, what's on second, and her is on third? It's great.
She, her.
It's great. Yeah. She, her.
H-U-R.
H-U-R.
H-U-R. What are your third. Pronouns? She slash Robert her.
Great. What is it? Abbott and Costello bit?
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Nice work, Jimmy.
Yep.
All right. That'll do it for us on this Wednesday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And as the binder would say, after she says a whole bunch of nothing.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.